Thursday's the day we read from your email, and our inbox received a handful of complaints from listeners unhappy with our analysis of John Edwards' withdrawal from the Democratic race. These comments in particular got people's attention.
The real puzzle here is what happens to white males who have been more inclined to vote for Edwards.
There isn't really a place for the white male to find a candidate between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. All you have to do is look at them and see they're not like white men.
Unthinking, racist, and sexist, writes listener Kate Williams. For how many years have women and people of color voted for middle-aged white men who definitely do not look like them? Shouldn't campaign coverage discuss the candidates' issues and beliefs instead of their gender and ethnicity? James Lilly of Louisville, Kentucky, who calls himself a certified white male, 65 years old, sent this: I have hoped and prayed for the possibility of voting for someone other than a middle-aged white man for president for over 40 years. I am most thankful that I have not one, but two choices this year. Christopher Hahn of Titusville, Florida, was happy to hear this week's installment of our series Climate Connections. Jill Palka told us about architects in Holland who are designing houses with floating foundations to deal with the rising sea levels. Mr. Hahn writes, it was a pleasure to hear a piece on global warming that was not focused on an apocalyptic scenario. Finally, Patty Shelton of Richmond, Virginia, tells us she was inspired by my interview with Kadir Nelson. He wrote and illustrated the children's book, We Are the Ship, the story of Negro League Baseball. Shelton writes, before the interview was over, I pulled into the parking lot of Books a Million, went inside and purchased the book. While waiting for my dinner companions, I became absorbed in the magnificent paintings. This morning, as I stood on duty in a school hallway, I shared the book with anyone who would stop, look, and listen. Teachers, parents, children. None of the children had ever heard of the Negro League. Several said they would be going to the bookstore tonight. We want to know what you think, so write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.